Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Adad, and I'm here with
Vera. Hi, everyone.
She's not looking at me. Hi, Vera. Today is a funny because obviously if you're watching this through video, not through audio, I have someone sitting here next to me that I know pretty well. He is definitely not just funny. He happens to be, I don't even want to say, yes, he's my husband. He is a comedian. He's a professor. He is... For 7 years on this podcast, we've never had him on, and today is a first for some brownie reasons. It looks like he's ready to talk. So,
no.
Without further ado, this is Nather Haddad. Welcome to our
podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
I think he was going to be like, dude, 7 years you haven't had me on here? That's so rude.
For real stuff, right? She just asked me since my social media has started to blow up. She's like, you know what? We're going to have you on there.
No, since you're getting so famous now, I feel like it's time.
Right?
That's hilarious.
Before you were just a professor. Now you're right? A comedian.
Well, yeah, now he's being seen. He's been recent. I didn't say it in the intro, but he's pretty much a regular at the Comedy Store. He just did a show at Hollywood Improv last week. And he's constantly all over Hollywood. So it's kind of great, crazy to see his success this past year. It's really, really
In impressive. Other words,
I've always thought he was
what
funny.
She's saying is, in other words, now you're interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, not just your typical professor.
We'll see.
Well, I will start by saying that I recently spoke to somebody who attended your show. And she was like, he's actually really funny. Not that she didn't think you're going to be funny. Like, she knew you were going to be funny, but she was like, wow, he's hilarious. So that's really cool.
I appreciate that very much. And you know, you never really know. You know, you invite friends and family to come see you, and you're like, you know, hopefully you don't bomb that night, you know, but...
But we'll if you see, do bomb, we'll at least it's in front of friends and family, right? It's okay. They've seen us at our best and our worst.
Yeah, that's for sure. Usually at our worst. No.
And the funny thing is, you know, Beer and I were like, this is a podcast about being savvy financially and everything that we talk about investing. And I think I'm interested for people to hear or to learn from you as you've been a professor for 20 something years. You can tell us a little about that if you'd like, but now you're also starting this new career. And I think oftentimes many of us at our age, we're afraid to let alone change our career, like start as something new and something that is very uncommon. But if you can tell us a little bit more about that journey for you and maybe kind of like how you started investing in yourself for that. Because I'm sure there's comedians listening to this too.
Not in the teaching stuff, but in the comedy stuff.
Yes.
So how I've been investing in it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you've seen the books, so
I okay the expenses.
Right.
That line item is okayed.
Yeah, I was confused the colors, but I'm so far. I think I'm in the red. right. Red is
well.
Yeah, it's more of an investment right now.
Right.
You know, people. But no, I mean, honestly, there's the certain expenditures, like, you know, if we're doing open mics, usually each open mic might be like $5. And just, you know, just to
and
get
there's commuting, there's gas.
Yeah, there's commuting. There's gas included for sure. You know, coming from basically like South LA area up to Hollywood takes a little bit of time and patience. But it's been also investing in sometimes like the camera equipment for recording better clips and getting help with the editing. So there's a decent amount of things that kind of, as I got more and more into it, it became, you know, it's a little bit more, but I think it's been reasonable. I don't know if I'm answering the question, but I tend to.
Yeah, because, you know, we do talk about real estate and we talk about your portfolios and whatnot, but our day-to-day, like in our careers or changes in our careers, or even if it was just like a hobby that you're investing in, it can get pricey. And I think that we sometimes don't really budget ourselves when it's something that is a passion. And it's good to at least have an idea of, like, you know, if you really want to explore something, you still got to put in on this, right? Like, you got to pay to play. Mm. And so many people think that just because it's not like the main day job, that you're supposed to do more free things and not invest in much. And I think that's actually wrong, because if it is something that you eventually want to do, you should give yourself your time, your money, your effort, you know, if you can, 100%. But otherwise, also have a budget or a plan on how you're going to approach that.
Yeah, and I think it's easier. You know, I just finished up the first year basically in stand-up comedy. So it seems like a long time, but it's really not, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And now that I'm kind of in it more, I feel like I have a better idea of how I can kind of plan for the second year, you know, and there's certain costs that are kind of upfront that you don't always have to repeat, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool too. But, you know, for example, the camera, the mics, the stuff like that. And
what I think is interesting is, you know, you mentioned you got to pay to play, and I think it's definitely playing off. I mean, we joke around, like, his social media definitely blowing up. Like, there's moments where I'm frustrated. I'm like, hold on, how many followers are one of your video? Most of his videos get thousands of views. What was the most recent one? You got like 40,000 or?
Yeah, something like that.
And so for me, I'm like, yeah, I got about 2,000 views on mine. When he's talking about how many people are watching his stuff. I find that interesting to see the difference of that. And then also, you know, they get paid sometimes with either it's a set fee or it's the ticket sales or, you know, that type of marketing. And I think one thing we also need to talk about, because it is about investing in yourself, but it's also the time, because although you've been doing this for a year, you've been a professor for almost 20 now. And, you know, so I think it's important to, you know, show that you're in a public setting. And I think sometimes we forget that our previous careers are actually helping us in our future ones, right? It's not always the same thing, but oftentimes we forget that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm lucky and blessed to have my full-time work, and I know that's a cliche, but I'm definitely not going to quit my day job anytime soon.
Not until the Netflix special.
Right.
I mean,
people ask me that all the time.
Hey, you know? Why do you think Chappelle, teaching? Hey, all the other guys, Chappelle, Bill Maher, all of them still go on the road. I guess they still have to, right? Yes. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that would be something in the future to, I want to sort of add in, travel a little bit more and see what kind of, because even though you might be getting paid for these gigs, some of them might be kind of crappy gigs and low pay, but some of them might be, you know, worth it. I had one not too long ago where it was like a few weeks ago where it was in like Laguna Hills, which I couldn't afford to live in, by the way. But, you know, it was like in Laguna Hills, and it might not, you know, they paid me like $50 for like a 10-minute spot. Which, you know, if you look at it for $50 for 10 minutes, like, okay, that's not great, but it's not too bad. But when you factor in the gas and the preparation time, it's like, maybe I broke even, you know, at best. But like you're saying, I also think that you have to make those investments on the front end a little bit more. And you can't always expect to get into something that's as challenging as that and expect to be making money right away, you know? And so that's what I mean by I'm fortunate enough to have, you know, a good job that helps provide enough support to be able to engage in those things, you know, because otherwise I would be
stressed like out
another broke comic, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you see a lot of stressed out comics of like, they want to do it, but they can't afford it. So it's get paid well and then you can do what you love, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, because I mean, that stress and that negativity can definitely pour into everything that you do. So I think it's cool that you can take the money out of the equation.
Yeah. And as a partner, we need to have these conversations. You and I talk about this on like certain spending limits that we have, and him and I talk about that. He's like, hey, is, you know, $500 in this or, you know, $100 in this. Okay. Cause that's something within our budgets or, you know, things that I think sometimes that's why a lot of couples don't necessarily support each other, because they have no idea what the other person's spending. So for me, it's been, and it kind of works for us because we do podcasting, we do a lot of these similar elements. So it's something that we both can benefit from and work from. But I think sometimes people forget that. So those that are listening as entrepreneurs, or you're thinking about doing something with your partner or without, include them in that conversation, because you don't want to have those awkward financial conversation as his face starts to droop more like, yeah, that happens a lot in our house.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to edit this part out. But, you know, Natalie just had a birthday the other day, right? I'm going to put
her on blast.
She's wearing both the gifts, by the way, that I got her. She's rocking these kicks. I don't know. She can't really see them. No, but anyway.
Yeah.
But I got her this necklace, too. And I never get her jewelry. You know, I've got her a wedding ring.
11 years of marriage is just a wedding ring. Yeah.
I think it's just a wedding ring, you know, because it's not.
Yeah.
And then I got her this. I'm not going to say how much I spent on it here, but or I don't know if I should. No,
just
I won't. Yeah. But I'll just say, you know, after the first day, she's like, how much should I know how much you spent on this? I was like, no, just go ahead and enjoy this for a day. And then the next day when I was at work, I got a text message while I was in class, like, how dare you spend this much money on a gift?
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
That was so funny.
My favorite is that she's like, 11 years of marriage and no jewelry. And then you get jewelry and she's like, how dare you?
Yeah, I was like, I can't win. There's no, yeah.
So you could obviously tell who's the saver in the family and who's, you know, the spender. But you're right. At least he's been smart. That he's like, you know what? Now I'm looking back, and I even told him, I text him like an hour later. Okay, I'm sorry, I overreacted. I go, you're right. He hasn't bought me jewelry. And this was kind of like, this is something that's beautiful. I love it. And I'm like, okay, it's an investment, that kind of thing. But I had to explain to them, like, so inflation works this way, and gold and diamonds, all these.
Well.
So it's just kind of funny. It's a learning experience.
Rest assured, it'll be another 11 to 20 years before you get another piece of jewelry. So.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. That's what happens when you share a card. You
know? Exactly.
No, it's good. I think it's good for both partners to know what the other person's spending, like you said. But
there's a little less fights and. You know, but unfortunately, you end up finding out, which is good.
I wish you could have enjoyed it for like another
little day,
like a week
before you found out.
Like a week,
yeah, exactly.
and because I'm so, this is a very typical in a relationship. There's the saver, there's the spender, and then there's sometimes like the one that's like thinking, oh, we could have used that for something else that we're about to buy or that we need. And I like that he's always been more about he's smart in that sense, where he's like, oh, we don't need to overspend on this either, but. He does the more fun stuff. Like, he reminds me to have fun when it comes to, like, you know, style. When it comes to any style I do have, it's usually because he picked it out. Everything else is just on me. But it's that where I think about, you know, being able to have that balance too. Because if not, I think I'd be frustrated all the time and definitely have no nice jewelry. Yeah,
exactly. For sure. This is a keepsake. You can have it in the fam forever. And that's great. Yes. But I do get that, though. It gets very difficult to have those conversations. However, you know, at the same time, it's like, are you going to put that all in your coffin and bury it with you? Like, you have to enjoy life while you can. And you guys are both following your passions. So as long as it's within kind of a budget.
Unfortunately, she wants to be cremated, so.
Oh, that's one of the
We're not burning it.
I'll tell you that set later.
We're not burning it.
I'm that cost effective in the afterlife. I'm like, I know what I want to be cremated.
Soon.
Like, this podcast just got dark. You know?
I literally had that conversation with my mom, though. I'm like, Mom, you know, it's a lot cheaper for everyone involved if you get cremated, so I get it.
I'm like, making
hey,
your
it's
final
a reality. You
got to
have the conversation.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And we had this conversation during our will and everything but one of the things I wanted to have you on this podcast particularly is because, is there one thing you could tell people that are listening to us that are maybe comedians or trying to be creative, finding a creative outlet that you wish you would have done a little differently or you're glad that you did starting this out? This has now been over a year that you've been doing comedy.
I mean, I guess it's kind of hard just because with new experience, I'm still kind of learning here and there, but I would say something to do differently is actually, I don't know. I think I've done it perfectly. No.
Probably, right?
I think it's just making sure that you form good relationships with folks and that you do think about the potential cost of taking that leap into it, because it's not it's, you know, sometimes we're enamored with the fun part of it, and the performance in front of the audience. And there's so much work that goes into it. And there's so much, you know, costs that go into it that maybe I would have, you know, thought about that a little bit more in retrospect and kind of maybe plan things out just a little bit better. But on the other way, on the flip side, you know, I was able to take a class that was a good investment. I was able to kind of really put in some time. And even though it costs, hey, we got our dog here.
Sorry, dogs are always welcome.
Yeah. Come on, Nila.
Okay, fine. Hi, she's Nila. Like tapping in the background. So anyone's watching, this is this cute little dog we got. One of them.
Speaking of investments.
That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. Sorry, I know my answer to this one is not the best. But I guess, I told you, tell me the questions before. These are all live, by the way, people.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you. So before we wrap up, right, I think that's one of the reasons why I have you, because I'm like, he's always been funny, even in like really serious situations. So today we're trying a new, not only a different platform, some different technology, and all of you know I'm not tech savvy whatsoever. So I wanted to have you on here and put you on the spot, and you handle it really well, actually. And our dog's like, let's go for what she wants to go see, obviously. So I think it's when it's nice having a partner that understands, like, it's when you start trying something new, he's my guinea pig, you know. You know, hopefully the person you live with is supportive and you know, in what you want to do. And even if you have no idea what you're doing, because we didn't know what comedy was going to be like. And it's pretty cool that we've learned a lot. And yeah, you know,
I appreciate you for pushing me and getting into it. She got me into a class last year, and that was like one of those little front end investments. But I would recommend that to folks as well. If you can find a good class and a good group of folks that you can work with, I think it's worth the investment. And also just trying to do a lot of shows. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. But you know, it's a fun process, but yeah, just trying to be aware of also, the potential risks or cost that comes with it. But I think if you're aware of those things, most people can probably handle or manage that pretty well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I guess I would suggest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where can people find you if they want to contact you?
You can find me at Professor Haddad on Instagram. Basically all my social media handles are Professor Haddad, one word. If you have any spots for me, you can always email me at ProfessorHaddad@gmail.com. But otherwise, I think that's where you can find me.
Yeah. And the next show that he has, you know, definitely come out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'll check.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll check your social, since you have thousands and thousands of views. You can put it on there. I'm going to go on there and compare your guys. Natalie's like, what the heck? But I'm so happy that she got you on here. I always have such a pleasure talking to you. And it's great to see both of you guys. I think you guys need to start your own show. I'm just saying. I said it today. It would be hilarious. So anyway.
There you go. Thanks. The Hilarious Dads.
Yeah. Yes, oh my God, that's the name. The Hilarious Dads. You see how natural it is?
Yes, exactly. I was just on a show called Hilarious Habibis, so it's fitting.
It's fitting.
You feel me? I agree.
I love it. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We will have his contact information in the show notes. Thanks for your patience as we try out new platforms as well. And we'll catch you soon. Thanks, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.